It's the Gutter Show, the pre-Champions League final Gutter Show, where we will be looking over the head of the Champions League and beyond to Liverpool's even more glorious future, we hope. The subtitle of the programme should be, How Do You Improve Perfection? I've got Ben Johnson to discuss with me. I've got Paul Cope, David Lynch, Ian Salmon and Neil Atkinson. Where to start, boys? I'm actually going to start with something that was all over the Twitter in the last few days. The BBC's David Ornstein, he sort of upset the early transfer window apple cart for Liverpool fans by suggesting that Liverpool won't make significant signings this summer. He strangely mentioned a budget of around 20 million being available to Klopp, which is fucking weird, to be honest with you. It's a bizarre figure. He said Liverpool would merely look for left-back cover and maybe an attacking player. Like, you get all these lads for about 20 mil.
I was just going to say, I hadn't seen that bit where he said it's 20 million and they're going to get a left-back and an attacker.
And a goalie.
They'll do well, won't they?
Yeah, he's getting a goalie for us as well.
I don't know, you wouldn't want to rubbish the thoughts of a colleague in the media.
Stitching him early.
But boom! So I won't ask you this question. I won't ask you this question. I'll go to Ben Johnson. He's got no scruples.
None whatsoever.
Ben, what did you see? Did you hear? What did you make of it?
Yeah, I read it. I mean, I wouldn't... Basically, I think in a lot of these things, what's a result of Zeno? But genuinely, but the club will let go what the club want to let go. Now, I'd imagine they're not saying much about transfers at the minute because the mind's on something else. There's a fucking big game in a couple of weeks. So that's for the kickoff. What are they going to do? Phone them up? Klopp? Yeah, lad, just put that ticket down in Dubai there and answer this question about which left back you're buying. I'm not buying it that there's a lot of information coming out, because there was fuck all information last year or a big fucking embargo on who we were buying until it was pretty much done. Fabinho come bang out the blue. I think there's a point at which Liverpool have realised that because they're so good at what they do with transfers, because they've got such a hit rate on the transfers, that they will either give misinformation or not tell anyone anything in case someone diddles them and buys them, you know, going off for more money, the players that they're after. So I think, yeah, it's clear we're not going to be going and buying, you know, five, six lads like we did last year. That's obvious.